November 11, Seekers for Truth. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. 2 Chronicles 16:9. In every place, in regions afar as well as nearer home, there are God-fearing men and women searching for truth. They know that there is a God. They offer their prayers to him. They trust him. They act just as Christians act. From the story of Cornelius, we learn that God will lead everyone who is willing to be led. He led Cornelius. He drew out his servant's heart in prayer. He prepared him to receive the light of his truth, and he chose to enlighten the mind of Cornelius through the agency of one who had already received light from above. The Lord noticed every act of Cornelius. All heaven observed the giving of alms and the praying of this devout centurion. Thus it is today. The Lord has his eye upon every soul that is seeking him. He is interested in every soul needing help, and he will not leave one in the darkness of error, but step by step will lead him into the full light of the truth that is shining from every page of the Scriptures. The Lord sees our every act. He knows just what progress we have made in the Christian pathway. How kind, how tender our great Shepherd is. With intense interest, he looks down from his exalted throne upon the sheep of his pasture and gives them grace and strength. Constantly, the heavenly agencies are communicating with men and women on the earth. We cannot see personally the angels of God round about us. Nevertheless, they are with us, guiding and directing. We are to be so fully under the influence of the Spirit of God that we shall be susceptible to his leadings. Whenever we are impressed to say or do something to help a fellow being, we should be ready to respond at once to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. We can be ready to do this only when we are living in close relation with God. The giving of alms, the earnest prayers offered, are but indications that we are doing the works of a Christian and that we are submitting our minds to the molding influence of God's Spirit.